Hi, my name is Mackenzie.
My name's Elena.
And we are two second-year students at UVic completing our teacher's education program.
Yes, we're very excited. And today we're going to be talking about something that I never thought I'd have to do education through, which is Zoom. My personal experience, at least so far, has been all right. I think a lot of people are just still getting used to the technology around it and the, there's still issues. There's always going to be issues. Like, there's still to this day, people are logging in and being stuck in waiting rooms and things like that.
Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of struggles, but overall, it hasn't been a terrible experience for myself.
No, yeah, I kind of figured it out with all of our links and stuff that we had to control and keep in order. But yeah, I think also too, there was a huge like comfortability aspect to it of having to be in video, which is so funny to me because we'd be perfectly fine to be in a classroom.
It's just very different, very weird. It was definitely difficult to get used to at first.
That's for sure. I definitely find it though a little strenuous. Like there's times where I just don't want to have my video on. I don't want to be talking. I just want to be listening. And like, there'd be days like at school when I'll be like that and I just didn't want to contribute and stuff. But it's way more obvious on Zoom when you don't want to like contribute at all because your screen is black and you're muted the entire time.
I think for me, more so this year, I find it very difficult to focus because I can turn my camera off and mute myself. No one can see if I'm just on my phone during class, which is very bad.
There have been times too where I'm like fully directly looking at my phone and my video's on and I'm like, well, I hope no one saw that or the prof knows exactly that I've been on my phone for like 10 minutes and not listening. So today the reason we're talking about Zoom and we're doing a podcast and all that is to kind of craft a resource because a big topic that has come up through COVID era and school being online is called Zoom fatigue. Basically, it's just the strenuous tiredness and every other aspect that has come from being on Zoom all day long.
So we're just going to discuss some of the general negative effects of Zoom that we found through some research. So one of the first big ones that we noticed was there's an increase of mental exertion because your brain works hard to synchronize what it is observing. And that's because the video and audio is not completely synchronized.
Yeah, I find that too. Like, there's just such a disconnect. Also, like, how often are you staring at yourself and not other things? Like,
I don't know. I just get so insecure that I just want to stare at myself.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. And then, yeah, I'm so lost. So that, I think, it's a huge, for people who, like myself, who just constantly feel like they have ADD and can never focus, it's such a disconnect. And one other thing, too, is, like, a lack of nonverbal cues. Like, I love people, and I love to be in contact with people. And through Zoom, you can't really read people or kind of read their faces or their body or attitude or anything like that because it's such a cold environment. And so I found that that's a little bit difficult, like to try and, I don't know, make it light and fun. And sometimes people are just like, okay, I'm here to do class. Like,
I think I've even noticed this more so in breakout rooms where we have to actually have those conversations. And I find it very awkward to try and figure out when it's my turn to speak. And then we often talk over one another and it just becomes very messy.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing too, is your audio is cut out, right? So one person completely gets cut off and then the other person talks over them. So you have no idea what the other person's actually like finished saying. So just, it sounds messy for sure.
So another thing that we found is the gallery view and how it makes it difficult to focus on what anyone is saying because our brain tries to decode everyone at once. We're always staring at everyone's screens and looking at what they're doing.
I feel like also too, like there's a lot of less collaboration with people. We found that a lot of people are saying that like, they don't you know, they don't want to talk, and there has to be one person talking and listen and everything, one else listening, and a healthy conversation. And especially in projects and stuff that I've had, when you are like collaborating and stuff, you're kind of talking over people, and not necessarily, but it's a conversation, a healthy conversation. And this is very much one-sided. One person has to speak and someone else goes. So it just feels very monotonous.
I think it's very difficult with our group as well, because we are educators. We need to rely on one another to collaborate, to communicate with each other. And it's very difficult over Zoom.
Oh, for sure. Like I single-handedly, like people have helped me through other courses by just, you know, explaining it in their own language, or we'll go after class, get a coffee, and like, you know, kind of talk out what we just heard. And you know, everyone at what 3:30 when class is over, you just exit and leave, and now you're at home with all what you've just heard. And I don't know, I just find it very, very different. I've had a lot of personal interesting experiences with Zoom, like negative effects. Unfortunately, there have been a couple times where I thought I was muted and I wasn't. And so I read this thing that said so many people are now having like trust issues and anxiety when it comes to like trusting your computer that the audio is off or your video is off. Like I double triple check now. Like I have anxiety in the bathroom, and I like I'll turn them off. I'm like, oh no, like I need to make sure.
Every like 5 minutes I double check to make sure I'm muted and my camera's off.
It's like, but I have trust issues because I thought I did it once and it didn't work. And so, oh my gosh. And they're like, what, how many times? Probably once per class, Mackenzie, someone talks and take their mics off.
And it's just so awkward and I feel so bad.
There was one time our prof had to be like, we had to listen for a hot second because I was like, and then he was like, to the girl, he's like, your mic's on. She's like, oh my gosh, she's mortified. And I remember too, they were not talking about very appropriate things. It was like about a boy or something. You remember that?
Yeah, it's so funny.
Okay, that's a whole nother level. Yeah, amazing though. So I find that I've got a lot of trust issues. And literally last week, I had a bit of a cold, but last week I got up for like an 8:30. I got on, I had to put on my video for like the first little bit. We were ending this game, and then he had a lecture to do. And I was not feeling well, and I just had it on my lap, and I 100% fell asleep the whole lecture. And it was not that I fell asleep and missed the lecture, like that's fine, it wasn't important, but I can read the slides. It was the fact that I woke up and there were like, thank God I woke up when I did, because there were four people left and he was one of them. And so I feel like if they had all left and it was just me and I was not responding, he would know I was not there, not paying attention. I mean, my camera was off, everything was off, so he had no idea, but
luckily,
I dodged a bullet, for sure. Another great thing Mackenzie and I were talking about recently was TikTok and how there's so many resources on there now for like teachers and stuff. I've looked at a lot of things, but the other thing I've seen a lot of is like students making videos of, you know, what their daily lives are. And it's just like, get up, go to your desk in your room, do 8 hours of schoolwork, go to work, eat and go to bed. And that's our day. And it just feels, I have noticed like personally myself, I have not left my house some days.
Oh yeah, definitely. There's days when I'm in my room all day long. Okay. And I think it's so funny because during our Zoom calls, our professors will be like, oh, it's such a beautiful day outside, you guys should go out there and see the sun. But we're on Zoom calls for a couple hours a day. And then we have all of our assignments that we have to complete online as well. So I barely leave my room.
So it's like, what do you think? First of all, we can't be going outside and like enjoying the day. I'm so glad you have, you know, the other thing too is thank God I have a window in front of my desk, but I know so many people don't, but outside my window is like pretty much a concrete thing. So I can't really see. So I love how perhaps like, it looks so beautiful outside, you guys should go and enjoy it. And we're like, well, you just gave us 4 hours of homework. So no, we're going to go do that now. Yeah, it's true. It's just like, it's very obvious that everyone's kind of in this you know, mental health has really taken a toll. I've seen a lot of people like poor mental health. You know, we are social creatures. Even if yes. people are introverts and they like being alone, humans by nature need social.
Definitely.
And I even found recently I went to a coffee shop and just did homework for like 2 hours, just around strangers. And I felt so much happier.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah, because I wasn't home alone all day. And, you know, I'm talking to people on my phone, so I'm not alone alone, but you are alone. Like, mm-hmm. I live by myself, so I'm really, there's no one coming and going. Like, it's just me, which I used to enjoy and think was a luxury. And so there's a lot of like general effects that Zoom is taking, and particularly Zoom, and it can really be any social media or video chat, but the coined term is Zoom fatigue and just all the effects that it's been having. I mean, they always said too, extended screen time for people is not good. I know I've had days where my eyes are literally dry.
Oh yeah, I bought like blue light glasses to try and help with the headaches that I'm getting now because of I'm on my laptop all day long and it's still pretty bad.
Is it helping at all? Yeah.
A little bit, but I just feel weird wearing them.
Fair enough. I just, yeah, so it's just constant. There's constantly, I'm putting my brightness up and down and trying to, you know, trying to eliminate things, but it's true. I mean, the biggest thing I feel is just everyone is uncomfortable. And I think a lot of us are now becoming more comfortable, but now it's the after effects, right? So it's like some days I have the worst headache because of the brightness, or some days like I just feel almost anxious having to be, you know, thrown mm-hmm. into breakout rooms with random people, or just, you know, having to be alert and be presentable and things like that. Like, it's so hard to just roll out of bed and be present and ready to go. And there's not a lot of motivation. I don't feel motivated.
Yeah. I have zero motivation some days to do anything.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the pressure of having to be at the Zoom call and you know, it feels a lot different than having to go to class, right? Like,
yeah,
that was just so inherent. But mm-hmm. because you're still in the comfort of your home, you're still, you know, you could get up and go to the bathroom or like do whatever you want. It's just kind of, I don't know, it's just so different.
Mm-hmm. So. I think also because I'm doing my Zoom calls from my bedroom, which is for me like a place of relaxation, I don't feel like I'm in that right workspace to do my totally. Assignments.
Yeah. Well, they always said too, like you should never do schoolwork or things in bed because mm-hmm. it like tricks your brain into thinking to be awake. You know what I mean? Have you yeah. heard that?
Yeah, I have.
And yeah. We all do it.
I'm in bed right now.
I was in my bed when I fell asleep that morning. So that was kind of on me too, because I was way too comfortable. But yeah, that's true. I think so. One thing we're going to talk about too is like, why does it seem so hard? Like, why does video chat, why does Zoom seem so hard for us humans? Mm-hmm. Like, why is it any different from, you know, talking to a person one-on-one?
Well, like we were saying before, it's all about the verbal cues. We need to work harder to analyze those verbal cues now because we're looking at each other over a screen. We can't see fully everyone's facial expressions. We can't fully hear their tone of voice. And since we can only see from the neck up, usually, we can't see the body language that we normally see when we're face to face.
Totally. And I feel too, it's also like it's 2D, right? It's not mm-hmm. 3D. You're not getting a full humanist aspect to it. Like you feel like you're, you know, watching TV or, you know, it's just very, I think it's for our brains. We're just not used to it. Conversations are not relaxed. Like oh my gosh, one of the worst, I don't know if you feel this, but in this class, and I really enjoy Michael. I think he's a great professor and he's so kind and he's always talking to us. But when I had to have my one-on-one with him, so we had to do these one-on-one, like kind of check-in mm-hmm. things. And it gave me so much anxiety. Like, I don't know why, but I know so many people were talking in our chat and they're like, I just don't know what to do. Like, what do I say? Mm-hmm. What do I have to prepare? And he was so lovely. Like the minute I got in,
I
was talking, it was great. But it was like the force, like, oh my God, I have to talk to him and I have to be aware. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, I was definitely very stressed for that. And then afterwards I was like, why was I stressed? That right? was so easy.
And it was like 5 minutes, like yeah. whatever. It was the, cause it's like forced, right? You know, if I go, I'm great at talking to people and even like random people and whatever, but it just, I don't know. There was such a detachment there and to be on video and like in my house and, you know, I wanted to, you know, look okay. And the other thing too, that we found in our research is a feeling to need to be more focused, like intently focused on the conversation more than we ever have. Like Mackenzie and I are talking right now and I totally could recite pretty much everything she said, but we come to a place where we're comfortable and we worked with each other for a while over Zoom. But if you're just talking to someone new and having to have a meeting or something, like 2 weeks ago, I had a doctor's appointment, and they were fine with me because they probably do that 8 hours a day. But for me, I just didn't feel comfortable in myself. And I had to like force myself to have a conversation, force myself to listen to what they were saying, because all the other distracting things were, you know, coming into play. Like I didn't feel, you know, I had to hold on to linger on to every word she was saying, because I felt so detached and uncomfortable. And I think that is a really big thing that we found in our research, is just a need to focus. You have to remind yourself to keep focusing on what's happening.
Yeah, which is very hard with all the distractions, as you said.
Yeah. It's a different era, let's just say.
So another thing we found was that we're in a very high stress circumstance, which is also adding to the fatigue of Zoom. Like you were saying before, the detachment and how it's really hard to read all these emotional and verbal cues, but it's really difficult with COVID. We can't even connect with one another. And like you said, we're very social creatures. And we need to communicate.
Oh, totally. And I think, you know, the whole anxiety around it, like that's the thing too, is Zoom fatigue has become such a coined term, but a lot of our research has found that it's in addition to all the other external factors that are happening, right? That you're stagnant inside, that you, every time you go out your door, you're quote unquote risking your life and just things like that. And I think it's a daily reminder too, every time we have to log on to our Zoom class or log on to, you know, whatever, that we're in a pandemic, we're living through a pandemic, and the emotions that are around it are really stressful. And so I think a reminder too is just to, for me, it's to, I've come such a long way. I'm immunocompromised and I had to self isolate a month by myself. This is irrelevant, but it was after just one of the worst breakups I've ever had. So it was a time. And I had to really understand that, like, okay, you need to force yourself to do things for yourself and to try and be social. Now than ever, we have to force ourselves to connect with other people. We have to go out of that comfort zone. We have to go on Zoom and ignore all the external factors and just be comfortable. And I've come a long way. Like when we first started class, I hated it. I never spoke. And it's hard for me because I speak a lot. I talk a lot, if you have not caught on to that. I tend to be funny, but only to myself. So that too. So I think too, like right now, we just need to remember that there's so many things going on and not be so hard on ourselves and, you know, limit as much as we can on the computer. You know, I've found times where it's like, okay, I could print this article off and read it. Let's go do that.
I just try to limit myself as well. Try to take those breaks when I can. Spend time with people in my house.
Yeah.
Pet my cat.
Yeah. Animals have become a huge thing. And just, you know, as much as we can, remember that we're all in this together and that there's going to be times where it's harder than before, but we're at 3/4 of the way done our term. So I feel like we're all used to Zoom and everything, but there's still times where I'm super frustrated.
Overall, we're all doing great. We're surviving this together.
We are. Well, that's our episode today. Next time we're going to be talking about some tips and tricks on how to avoid this era of Zoom fatigue.